Anybody in the house ready to praise the Lord this morning? Amen. Yes, got your praise on. Well, let's just stand and lift our hands this morning and welcome the Holy Spirit in the house. Welcome the presence of God in this place. He's the reason that we're here. He's the reason that we live, and have our being today. Amen. Father, we just welcome your Holy Spirit in this place today. Holy Spirit, you're welcome to come into our midst today. Set up on us, Father God, and bring breakthrough in every area of our lives. Help us to see you today in your glory, Father. In the fullness of your glory, fill this place today with your presence. That no person leaves this place today without a touch from you, without hearing a word from you, without having their faith built up and their expectation, knowing that you are faithful to all of your promises. Thank you for those that are here today, God. Thank you for those that will be listening by this service over live streaming today or next week or the next week, God. Your word is still the same. And I thank you that as it goes forth, you've already given us the promise that it's not going to do what it's supposed to do, what you sent it out to do. It's going to come back to you, Father. And we thank you for that today. And everybody said amen and amen. We, pastors and I, want to thank you all for last Sunday. We forgot to put it in the Sunday handout. We greatly appreciate it, the cards and the love you showed us and the kind words and everything that you did. And we love you all and excited about what God's doing in your life and just want to encourage you that the best is yet to come. Amen? The best is yet to come. Make sure you get a Sunday handout. A lot of good things happening. And there's a sign-up sheet on the back table for the fun day at our house on November the 2nd. And weather permitting, we'll be there and we'll be having some fun. So, but get a Sunday handout. Everything is in there. The word tells us in Ephesians. I love the book of Ephesians. It wasn't so long ago, and this is from the Message translation. It wasn't so long ago that you were mired in that old stagnant life of sin. You let the world tell you, which doesn't know the first thing about living, tell you how to live. You filled your lungs with polluted unbelief and then exhaled disobedience. We did it all of us doing what we felt like doing when we felt like doing it. All of us in the same boat. We did it all. It's a wonder God didn't lose his temper and do away with a whole lot of us. Instead, immense in mercy and with an incredible love, he embraced us. Wow. He took our sin-dead lives and made us alive in Christ. He did all this on his own with no help from us. Then he picked us up, set us down in the highest heaven in company with Jesus, our Messiah. Wow. Now God has us where he wants us with all the time in this world and the next to shower grace and kindness upon us in Christ Jesus. Saving us is all his idea. And all his work. And all we do is trust him enough to let him do it. It's God's gift from start to finish. We don't play the major role. If we did, we'd probably go around bragging that we'd done the whole thing. No, we neither make nor save ourselves. God does both the making and the saving. He creates each of us by Christ Jesus to join him in the work. He does the good work he has gotten ready for us to do, work we had better be doing. So when he has lavished that love upon us, amen, and with those cords of love he drew us into himself for purpose. And we just thank him for today. Yesterday was an awesome day, out of my comfort zone. I'm not good on one-on-one, but it was a good day. We prayed for some folks, and I was sitting there about 7:30, and it was cold. I got wind chap on my face. That's why it's so red. I'm fine. It's just wind chap. And I sat there feeling sorry for myself because it was cold. I hadn't had no coffee, and I couldn't get a hold of nobody to bring me none. And I just got set up, sit down, and two older gentlemen walked by. And it was about 10 after 8. And it wasn't supposed to start till 9. And one of the guys stopped for a second, and then the other one came on by, and he stopped. And we had a prayer request box out, and he said, I can use all the prayer I could get. And he was wanting to write down a prayer request. And I said, well, here, I'll pray for you. What's going on? And he said, I have cancer, and the doctor's only given me just a few weeks to live. And I said, well, we believe in the power of healing at our church. And I said, well, I'm going to pray for you right now. You don't right now. You don't have to write it down. And so if you ever watch NCIS, you know the Gib smack? I got a Gib smack from Jesus. You know, pow, wake up. And if it wasn't for that one person we prayed for yesterday, it was all worth it. But we had the opportunity to pray for some people yesterday and just share the love of God and just let people know that Jesus loves them. Amen. And that new life is still here. And we believe in the power of prayer. Amen.
Well, I want to say there are about three families out on fall break. And, you know, praise God. God's going to bless their vacation time. Everybody needs it, right?
Yes.
You ready? Pastor and I are ready for one. We want to go somewhere and not go to the hospital, okay? Anyway, we'll get there. That was a joke. But, yesterday was good. And it does something to you the more you pray for people. It's just like something turns on the inside and you say, boy, that wasn't hard to do at all. Give me somebody else, and you're ready. You know, and it's interesting, people that come by that, again in the afternoon, somebody that's going through treatments for cancer, and you go, my goodness, well, let us pray for you. I mean, years ago, you would have, well, I don't know. But I'm going, my goodness, we know what the Word says. My word, and it was awesome, even though Pastor Shirley ended up giving three bunches of mums away instead of two. But, you know, there was a funny story about it. There's always something funny that happens. But there's somebody here. I want you to listen to this testimony. Jeannie's got a testimony of where they were last weekend, and I want her to share it with you. To tell you that, you know, even in nursing homes, people can get saved. Did you know that? All right.
Yes, last Sunday, Tommy and I got to visit with a friend in a nursing home in Indiana, and he received salvation. We prayed for him. He received salvation.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Right. You know, and the Lord gave her the wisdom to, you know, to tell him. He understood what she was saying, but whether they could understand what he was saying. And she said, it doesn't matter if we don't know what you're saying. God knows what you're saying. And, you know, we got to go down and pray for Jerry's cousin Jody. And before we went in, and I know I'm talking, but we prayed in the waiting room because they said he wasn't responding to anybody. He wasn't looking at anybody, wasn't responding to anybody. So we prayed in the waiting room, Lord, let him respond to Jerry. Just, you know, let him. So we went in, and of course, you know, you don't have very many cousins that's got one hand. So he says, Jody. Well, he kind of looked, didn't he?
He didn't say nothing because he was trying to study who it was. And then
Jerry said, Jody.
The Lord had told me on the way down there to do this. And we had been told on the way down there that he hadn't been responding to anybody. And,
right.
And he really needs the Lord.
Yeah.
And I walked up to the side of the bed, and he looked at me, and I said, you know who I am?
You know, kind of acting like, well, like, I don't know. And
I said, now do you know who I am? Jerry Wayne.
Yeah. We got to share with him. He listened to Jerry, and he was alert. And in the natural, a very hard heart, okay? And it, you know, if you, I'm not going to confess he's got a hard heart now. But he had a hard heart. And we prayed that he would think on everything that Jerry said to him. Well, we got word that he got to talking, like, pointing up, like, what?
Is there his daughter asked him, said, is there anything you need, anything you want? And said he never said anything, but he just took his hand and he pointed it to the sky.
Yeah. So, you know, I know everybody, I don't care what their age is. I don't care whether they're poor or they're rich. They need Jesus. And we need to get to the point that we're brave and we're bold enough to know that it doesn't matter whether they are dressed in fancies or hardly dressed or they smell or they, you know, whatever it is, that if we feel compelled to pray for them, that we can say, you know, Jesus loves you. And we want to pray with you. What's your need? What do you want Jesus to do for you? Well, glory to God. Amen. Let's just give him, let's lift our hands and praise him today.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Amen.
Father
Thank
God.
You, Jesus.
We got our praise on today, Father God. We're going to honor you. Hallelujah. And you know, the good thing about it, did you know everywhere this morning, all across the nation, people are praising God. They're worshiping Jesus. We're not alone. You know, everybody's got a place where they need to be, that they're free and they're comfortable and everything. But as I think across Adair and Taylor and Russell, all the churches that are honoring God today, I think that's awesome. We cry out to you. Hallelujah.
With praise, all your mighty works displays your glory. They tell of your glory. We who call upon your name cannot be silent. We will praise, we will sing it out. Oh, we will sing it out. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed, and we have seen all that you've done, and we cannot be still. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down. All the world we take the mystery of your saving grace. Shine the light into the darkness. For we have seen the greatness of your glory be revealed. And we have seen all that you've done. And we cannot be still. We will cry out to you. Your loving kindness and your truth, it has delivered us. You have delivered us. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. They will bow down to you. Great is your glory, Lord. When nations learn of your ways, they will bow down to you. We will bow down to you.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Father God. We cry out to you today, Lord, that even today, Father God, give us such a desire to see people healed and delivered. Lord, your compassion. Your compassion. You know, in the Bible it talks about when John the Baptist was beheaded. And that was Jesus' cousin. And when news came to Jesus that he had been beheaded, the first thing Jesus wanted to do, he got away from the people. I mean, you know. And then they just followed him. And I remember hearing a sermon preached on it and said, you know what? It's like God was saying, Jesus, enough's enough. Get back out there. The best thing you can do to honor the name of John the Baptist is just to get back out there and keep praying for people. And the Bible says he walked out, and when he saw the people, he was moved with compassion. See, when you're moved with compassion, you forget who you are. You forget things around you, and you just do what God wants you to do. Amen. Glory to God. Well, it's a greatest day in history was when I got saved. Do you remember that day? Do you remember the day you got saved? Sometimes we thought, oh my goodness, seems like work. It's the greatest thing that happened to us. All right.
greatest day in history. Death is beaten, you have rescued me. Sing it up, Jesus is alive. Empty cross, the empty grave. Life eternal, you have won the day. Shut it up, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day. You washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same. Forever I am changed. When I stand in that place, free at last, meeting face to face, I am yours, Jesus, you are mine. Endless joy, perfect peace. Earthly pain finally will cease. Celebrate, Jesus is alive. He's alive. And oh, happy day, happy day. He washed my sin away. Oh, happy day, happy day. I'll never be the same.
Never the same. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. You know, whatever you're believing God for today, everything around you may be dark, but you know what? You got to keep seeing that light. You know what that light is? It's a promise of God, and you're walking toward that promise. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, come on, church. Whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. You never let go, every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. A glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, I'll live to know you here on the earth. I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me yet. Yes, I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. Now sing this. You really believe this, church? Singing. Oh, no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me, yeah. You never let go of me, oh. You never let go of me, Lord.
Glory to God. Amen. Woo. If that's not enough to get you turned around and shook up this morning, to make the declaration, he's never going to let me go. Never going to let me go. He said, I have engraven you on the palms of my hands. Hallelujah. Father God, we just praise you. I want you to take a seat this morning. We're going to take up our offering. And when they get the offering taken up, Brother Danny is going to have them pass you out a little piece of paper. And I'll tell you in a little bit what I want you to do with that paper, if you want to. And this is something the Lord showed me this morning. And, well, started last night as I was praying over how we were going to minister today. And, you know, there's a little difference. You talk about singing and music and praise and worship and worship. You know, there's different things. There are praise songs. Well, there's like encouragement songs where you declare what God's done for you. You know, we like all those, you know, like I'm saved or, you know, the same power that, you know, all the declaration songs. But sometimes, and then we just begin to sing confession songs like prayers to God, you know. But then there's songs that we sing to him. And, you know, and in a worship service, you want a combination. You want to confess, you want to declare, you want to praise him, and then you want to get right into his presence and thank him. And Father God, I thank you for meeting the needs of this church. You're so awesome, Lord. It's your church. It's your ministry. And I thank you, Father God, you bless those who give in every area that they need it be blessed in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me.
sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. Free at last, He has ransomed me. Oh, His grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Yes, He died for me.
Will you stand with me?
Who the sun sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say I am. Oh, I am who you say I am. Sun sets free.
Oh, me.
Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, for who you have made us to be. Father, when we look in the mirror of your word, help us to not forget who we are, because that's who we really are. And we love you, Father God, today. You know, I'm going to ask you to be seated again. And you've got that piece of paper. And I know one time I had us to write down our fears. And we're going to hang them we burned them. But what I want you to do today, and I know, we all know we're not supposed to do this, but we worry. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything give thanks. Oh, but God, Laverne. And we're going to sing this worship song to God about cover me with the peace. Through the storm, cover me. That only in you I'm secure. Only in you I find peace. And what I want you to do is to write down maybe something you've been anxious about. And you know you shouldn't. Or the old word, worry. Bible says, fret not. And you're going to take it back there, and you're going to post it on that cross. And you know what that means you're doing? Casting it onto Him. And I want you, sometimes you literally need to do things in order to do it.
Yes.
I want you to write it down, and I want you to go back there and say, you know what, God? I'm giving this to you. You know, I had to talk to Him the other day. Yes, talk to me a lot. But I had to look at him at a certain point, and I said, Gerald, when I really mean business, I say Gerald. I said, you know, God didn't make us the fixer. Who's the fixer? But don't we want to fix things? there's time, you know, church, we can't fix everything. And we want to. So I want you to worship the Lord. And I want you to ask Him just to cover you with His peace when you get finished. And I want you to leave it. Thank you, Father God, for the power of your word that you said, peace I leave unto you, my peace I give unto you. And you know there's a scripture on the back of your bulletin today that says, don't worry, pray. It says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, listen to that, before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. And it's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces worry at the center of your life. And this little song here is, Jesus has got to be the center of your life.
Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus at the center of it all. Jesus at the center of it all. From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Jesus, nothing else matters. Nothing in this world will do. Jesus, you're the center, and everything revolves around you. Jesus, you. Jesus, be the center of my life.
Do you mean that today, church?
Jesus, be the center of my life.
That's at home, at work.
From beginning to the end, it will always be, it's always been you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Let's go to Jesus.
Jesus. Jesus.
Do it again, church.
Jesus, 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 Jesus.
I just pray that what you've done today, as we get ready to hear the word of God from Pastor Shirley now, is that all these things that the enemy's tried to bring and torment and trouble you with, or make you be anxious and worry, well, wonder what, or wonder where, or wonder how, you've placed it on the cross, and Jesus is back in the center. Amen. Amen. Thank you.